This is Wade Bathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Of the 43.3 million borrowers with outstanding federal student loans, 1.8% or 779,000 people owe $150,000 or more, and 346,000 owe more than $200,000. Bread for the World says that 50 million Americans, approximately 1 in 5, live in a state of sustained hunger and do not have adequate access to food to keep them healthy. A Waffle House restaurant worker was shot and killed by a customer in Biloxi, Mississippi, after asking him not to smoke. 5 million older American residents annually are victimized in some extent by a caregiver, friend, family member, lawyer, or financial advisor. As many as 1 in 20 older adults said they were financially mistreated in the recent past, according to the Justice Department. Unions estimate that 600,000 casino workers, the majority of whom are not Indian, are employed at Indian-based casinos. The Indian Gaming Association is trying to overturn an NLRB decision and get Congress to exempt such workers from labor law and access to unionization through the National Labor Relations Act. Annually, snake venom kills nearly 200,000 people and leaves hundreds of thousands disfigured or disabled globally. Migraine headaches affect almost 730 million people worldwide, with attacks lasting from 4 to 72 hours. The economic burden in the U.S., including direct medical costs and indirect costs such as lost work days, is $17 billion per year. A prominent lawyer and human rights defender in Turkey was assassinated during a press conference. Jacksonville, Florida is shaping up as the next key local city fight for gay rights after the setback in Houston. A huge corporate tax evasion strategy is claiming that certain earnings are held permanently abroad. The figure is likely to be more than $2.4 trillion in shielded profits. Researchers are arguing that the most dangerous plastic waste is coming from teeny microfibers from fleece and similar clothes and ending up in the ocean. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Bathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.